Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm thrilled today because with us we have Tamara Green, psychotherapist, loving relationship expert and dating coach, and her husband, David Dashinger, who has dual careers in emergency services, as well as being the most amazing person in music, and is also a best-selling author. And they are going to talk with us today about their new wonderful book called Living Calm with Cancer and Beyond. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us, Vicki.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Maybe we can start with you, Tamara. If you could tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose and how you and David came together as a couple writing this amazing book.
Okay, sure. I'm not exactly sure that's a short answer, but I'll do my best. I think it started when I was five, when I realized I knew what people were going through even without them saying anything. I've always been extremely tuned in to people and intuitive about what they're going through and what would help them. And so, I got a career in psychotherapy, as you said. I've been doing that for about 25 years and also coaching men and women through the dating process and even in the relationship process. I'm also a couples therapist. So life was just gliding along, and then David and I just married 23 years. A few years ago, he got diagnosed with cancer. At the same time, literally within 4 days, our son was diagnosed with Lyme disease. So David had stage 4 cancer, and my son had Lyme disease, and I was the only person at home, because our daughter was in college, to take care of my guys. So I suddenly became a caregiver, and David was a patient. So how we came together with this book of Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond is we used meditation and mindfulness to actually get through this really challenging time in our lives. And it dramatically helped. It helped us tremendously. So we wanted to kind of share our story in the book and write about that so that others would also be tremendously helped with mindfulness and meditation through challenging illnesses and times in their life. So I'll let David talk about our app and how we came about our Loving Meditations app.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Sometimes it's difficult to recognize the open doors that happen in our lives. Sometimes we're going through an experience and it seems like, why is this happening to me? And what did I do to create this? And sometimes those dark moments, actually, I've found, they lead to amazing opportunities. So out of the difficulty and challenges that we had on our cancer journey, we had also done a couple of things collectively, like done a meditation series prior to the cancer experience that was doing pretty well, and we had fun collaborating together. So fast forward, go to a follow-up visit with the oncologist who's finally given me the green light that I'm cancer-free. And he commented, you know, you had a really difficult course of treatment. What did you do, you know, different? And I said, well, I did some mindfulness practices. When I was in the infusion center, I'd listen to audio loops, and so I've done a practice of meditation. And he's like, wow, you know, I want that for all my patients so they can come in calm and receptive. So Tamara and I looked at each other. The light bulb started flashing, and Loving Meditations was born. we decided that since we had the shared experience of going through cancer as a caregiver and as a patient, and also had created meditations as a team, we would put that all together and pay it forward to help others who are going through the same journey that we went through. So that was the genesis of our passion, which is Wing Meditations, and led to writing the book.
Well, I wanted to talk about how David and I actually collaborate together and create together. We're having quite a bit of fun on this, by the way. It's really fun, you know, creating with your husband. I guess not everybody can say that, but we can certainly say that. We have a lot of fun doing this. So what I do and what I've been doing for many years, started off with my clients and then, you know, my YouTube followers, is I create guided meditations. I write the guided meditations. And then David is a Grammy-nominated composer. He writes music for television, has for many years. And so his gorgeous, stunning music and then my guided voice, together with his skills putting together visuals and video, it creates these pretty powerful guided meditations. And that's how we actually collaborate. We did it before, as David was talking about. It was called Miracle Mondays Meditation. Did that for about 7 years. And then cancer hit our family. And then we turned those programs specifically designed for cancer patients, caregivers, and survivors. And so now we have all those guided meditations on our app.
That is so fantastic. So, David, first of all, tell us a little bit, since this is the subject of the book, about how you were so successful in overcoming the challenges that cancer can bring. You were featured in one of our number one international best-selling books, Cancer, From Fear to Triumph, and it was an amazing book, and unfortunately, some of the contributors that were so brilliant in the book are no longer with us, but you are definitely with us and in remission. Tell us a little bit about how you made that work for you where others have not been able to.
Probably multi-pronged answer. Some of it's just baseline lifestyle leading up to the cancer experience. I was always someone who tried to keep eating in a healthy way to stay in shape. And in fact, that made me feel pretty embarrassed when I had to announce to people that I had this diagnosis, because I was the poster child for good health. But I had maintained a pretty healthy lifestyle up to that point. I did have a mindful practice before cancer, and I continued it through the cancer experience. And I tried to not look at it as the worst thing that ever happened to me or this horrible disaster, but as an opportunity now that I was reaching rock bottom in my life where I couldn't work and I couldn't work out, I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. I just felt just horrendous during the treatment. I tried to look at it like, first, as an epic survival challenge, and second, as an opportunity to reset, you know, to recreate, to use it as a way to look at my life and ask the question, what can I do different? How can I take this experience and then build off it to create something different? So those kinds of things, being open to that, and not the least of which, having an amazing caregiver, someone who was there for me 1,000% every step of the way, was just huge.
I'm going to add that one of the things that impresses me so much about David is that once he's met with a challenge, I've noticed this about him throughout the years, once he's met with a challenge, he really, you know, decides how it's going to go before, you know, for an example. So the doctors were saying, you know, you're going to lose a lot of weight, you're going to get really sick, you're probably going to need a feeding tube, you know, all this kind of thing. And he said, no, why do I have to accept what the doctor is telling me or what the nurses are telling me? No, I'm not. You know, so one of them was he was determined not to get a PICC line for the infusions, the chemotherapy, and the other, he was determined not to be hospitalized and get a feeding tube. And sure enough, he didn't. You know, he's so determined and goal-oriented in that respect, and he is with, you know, everything. It's very impressive.
That is so wonderful. And Tamara, for you on a personal note, how did you address some of the challenges having both of the guys in your life, you know, with really threatening situations, you know, David with cancer, your son with Lyme's disease? Help other caregivers out there understand how you made that work for you.
Yeah, I did it in several ways. One was I kind of used my own advice that I would give to clients, and that is visualize. I did a lot of visualizing that, you know, even in the most challenging times, I'm going to stay calm, I'm going to stay present, and I'm going to know what to do. And those times certainly came. There was one particular time when David was really, really not doing well, and I was pretty scared seeing how uncomfortable and miserable he was. But then, you know, it suddenly dawned on me, wow, I know what to do because this is my visualization. I just know what to do, and I calmed right down, and I did. I did know what to do, and I helped him not only just calm down just by doing some kind of energy work, breathing and energy work with him, but I also got him to sleep. He was actually able to sleep. So he went from being absolutely miserably uncomfortable where I thought I may have to call the ambulance to peacefully sleeping and waking up feeling much better. So that's one, visualization. The other is, and I really want the caregivers out there to hear this, is that even though I was insanely busy taking care of my guys and taking care of my clients because, you know, I had two businesses at that time, now I have three, I decided that personal care for me, taking care of myself, was just as important as taking care of them. And I didn't stop my yoga. I didn't stop my gratitude practice. I didn't stop my meditation practice, my visualization practice. I really did take care of myself. I ate well and all of that. So I made it a priority. And I hear from so many caregivers out there that they really do get run down and they really don't take care of themselves while they're caregiving, and I think that really is vitally important.
Yeah, by all means. And that's a wonderful thing, and it's a very, very challenging thing to do when you're in that situation. I know for myself. So I just applaud you, and I really thank you for passing that on to other caregivers because it's ultimately so important. As they always say, you can't take care of anyone unless you take care of yourself. So the book is really amazing. So tell us a little bit about how that came about for you and what your working relationship was in that, because co-authoring a book is an interesting process, especially between a husband and a wife.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. It's a mild way to put it. One of the unique opportunities that we've had as a couple is not only to build a business together, but now to have written this book together. And Vicki, I have to thank you for launching me in a little writing career, because writing my part in Cancer from Tears to Triumph was definitely the launching pad for me to get going on this book. So thank you for that. And so we really wanted to document our journey in the cancer experience, but also to include some of the things that helped us and we've been sharing with other people that are helping them to get through it with more ease. So we really come at it from a couple of different approaches. We tell our story leading up to cancer. From my perspective, I had a couple of experiences with people that were close to me who had cancer and how that affected me and what that created for me as far as what cancer looked like. And then we talk about the diagnosis and treatment journey that we went through. And then how we started to look at it in terms of what are the gifts in this situation. So we sprinkle in what we call mindful minutes, which are very quick, easy things that anybody could do literally any place to get grounded and centered and calm, especially in the stressful moments that we go through when we're waiting for the doctor or waiting for a scan or sitting in the infusion center with lots of downtime. We tried to keep it practical with those kinds of tips and also some full meditations, which Tamara is just the queen of meditation, so she can talk more about that, but she's included a bunch of meditations that are actually on the Loving Meditations app.
One of the things that we did together, Vicki, was that, you know, even through the treatment, David was determined to keep going. So the treatment, by the way, was radiation and chemotherapy, and then eventually we were hoping that the mass would shrink enough. He had a mass on the side of his neck, that it would shrink enough that he wouldn't need surgery, but it didn't, and he did get major surgery. But through all of that, David was determined to have a walk every day. So we walked every day. Sometimes it was slow, and sometimes it was a little faster, but we walked every day. And during those walks, we did what we call a gratitude walk. So, you know, oftentimes, you know, I was kind of stressed or he really wasn't feeling well, but we would start going back and forth you know, I'm so grateful that we have amazing insurance. And then David would say, I'm so grateful that we have such supportive friends. And then I would say something else, and we would go back and forth. And by the end of our 30 or 60-minute walk, we were feeling really good, you know, about our lives, about, you know, even though we're in the thick of cancer and treatment and running around like crazy, we felt good. So that was one of the things that we did together to get through. And one of the things also in terms of writing the book, it was so hard for me to imagine, Vicki, that I would actually fall in love with David even more than I already was, because he's, you know, the only love of my life. But I did, you know, I was just so amazed. You know, he had a really brutal treatment, and I was just so amazed at the attitude that he had going through the treatment. And I just had so much more admiration for him as the days went on, you know, during treatment and the surgery and afterwards. So that also was something that we used, you know, while writing the book together, this sense of admiration for each other. And quite frankly, you know, I remember David saying, maybe one of the reasons why I got cancer is I need to learn to lighten up and not be so serious. So it's kind of a wake-up call. And so we laughed all the time. We laughed through the book. We laughed at our mistakes. We laughed at our, you know, little moments of frustration. Not every single time, but for the most part, we pretty much laugh through things now, because we've decided whatever we're taking seriously, we're not going to just take it so seriously anymore, because it's not.
That's incredible. Really incredible. So tell us a little bit, Tamara, and I want both of you to address this question, what you hope people will take away from the book.
That there really is a way to get through extremely challenging situations with ease and calm, and even that this is an opportunity. You know, going through a challenge like this is a huge opportunity for self-discovery, personal growth, setting a new course, maybe making some major changes that you know you've needed to make all along. It's really an opportunity, and our book shows that. And through the mindfulness tips and meditations, I want people to get how powerful it really is. It's very, very powerful. The studies that show that meditation and mindfulness practice, even through cancer, other challenging illnesses or situations, is extremely helpful for depression and anxiety and even a better outcome. It's just amazing what the research is showing. So that's what I would love for people to get from our book.
Oh, that's beautiful. And David?
To pick up on that theme, yes, we have included quite a few mindful tips and meditations, and we want people to be able to use them because they are super simple, to be able to help in situations where there is all that stress going on. So we've kept it practical. We also address what we call the new normal, which is once someone's gone through the treatment or is now considered a survivor, usually there's a lot of things that change. Some of them are cultural, some of them are physical, some of them are just emotional, psychological, that there's all kinds of support out there for that new normal. As Tamara mentioned, there is a lot of research, more happening all the time, which supports that mindfulness really has a benefit to people who are going through this disease, not to mention pretty much any medical challenge or life in general. There are really proven ways to help reduce pain and discomfort and reduce stress. It's actually been scientifically documented that using mindfulness, a test group had a bigger reduction in pain intensity than they would have if they were given morphine. So it's just proven that mindfulness is a really powerful tool. It's simple, easy, and it's low risk, and nothing but good stuff comes out of it.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So I'd love for you both to share, and Cameron, maybe you could go first on this. What does your life work and the wonderful work that you're now doing with David, in addition to the book, which will travel all over the world to really enhance people's lives and their experiences when they face difficulties, what would you like that to look like if you were looking at it almost like a legacy, like your footprint in the world? What would that look like for you?
Boy, that's a great question. Your initial question about, you know, my purpose and passion really is about making a huge difference in people's lives and making it, I really strongly believe that we're supposed to have fun. Life is supposed to be joyful and fun. And not all the time. Sometimes it's supposed to be sad and tearful and depressing and filled with anger and all of that. But overall, one of the things that I love to put out there with my clients and the world and the app and all of that is for people to tune into themselves and find out who they really are and then start operating from their natural state of joy and gratitude and love, quite frankly. So when people start acknowledging and knowing who they really are and then operating from that place in every situation in their life, it's amazing what happens and how it turns your life around. So that to be my legacy or our legacy with this book and with our app.
Mm, so beautiful, so powerful. And David, I mean, you fill the world with this most amazing intent and dedication in emergency service and in unbelievable. Then the other side of the spectrum is this ability to create such beautiful music that it's nominated for awards and then overcoming cancer and contributing this to the world. When you look at that, you know, both of you have really, really big, big contributions. What would your legacy look like or your footprint in the world?
Well, one way I'd like to look at it is, and this is something that we do in emergency services, we're going into probably a highly charged, highly dramatic situation where some really bad and crazy stuff is happening. And really it's up to us to create like calm in that chaos. And the cover of our book depicts exactly that. There's a background of kind of a turbulent storm, waves, and we have a woman sitting in a small boat who's calm inside her little shell of a boat within this very turbulent, tumultuous storm. So I think a big part of what I'd like to leave as my legacy is that we can bring calm to really turbulent and chaotic situations because our point of view is what's going to create our reality. That's not the other way around. That we can shift our focus from negative and really dramatic circumstances to positive, grateful, and a position of receiving and position of shifting to a better place. We don't have to allow all the external information and all the external drama to completely dictate our internal experience.
Mm. Again, lovely. Both of you are making such beautiful contributions individually as well as together to the world. It's incredible. And your new book, Live Calm with Cancer, I know it's available on Amazon and numerous booksellers, but if there's a way that people would like to connect with you regarding the work you're doing, especially with cancer, is there a place they can go on the web to do that?
Yep, there's two different ways. One is lovingmeditations.com, and that's our website that has all of our information on what we do and our Loving Meditations app and our Loving Meditations TV program. Someone who's just interested in the app, they can go to calmcancerstress.com. That's calmcancerstress.com, and that's just a quick and easy landing page that will take you directly to our app, which is both on the iOS platform and also a web-based app, which can be viewed on any device.
So beautiful. Thank you again for being with us today and contributing as you do every day to the world. It's such a beautiful thing that you both have created. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you for having us, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And everyone have a wonderful day.